Some young immigrants facing deportation can get a break starting today. President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals offers 2 years of protection for some undocumented immigrants under 30 years old against deportation. WBAI's Linda Perry caught up with some young people at St. Mary's Church in Manhattan who were filling out applications to stay and work in the U.S. legally. She files this report.
Growing up under threat of deportation is not how most Americans live. But for children of undocumented immigrants, it's a way of life. Kimari Hutchinson came to the U.S. from Jamaica when she was 10 years old. Her undocumented status haunted her.
There are times you would see like a police on the street and you're afraid to even give them eye contact because you're like, maybe they'll find out. Just like little things like that. You don't want to take too much risk because you know that you're putting yourself out there and you don't know what might happen. And you have a family to think about too, because when you're putting yourself out there, when you're taking the risk, you're not only taking it for yourself, you're taking it for your family too. So that's definitely been hard.
Hard too for Mobashir Ahmed. He was born in Pakistan, came to the United States in January of 2000. Growing up, he always kept in mind being undocumented. He made sure to always come home early.
Make sure you're not with the wrong crowd and no nightclubs, no scenes where there's trouble involved. And so that was definitely a precaution at an age when, you know, teenagers and kids, we want to have fun. So that was something that I had to worry about. But I know that the experiences of other dreamers are much more severe. The emotional toll of not knowing, you know, where tomorrow will lead you has been so taxing on some of my friends that they come physically sick to school and to classes, and the only reason is because they just have this constant fear, and so I can definitely relate and understand what they're going through.
Growing up under threat of deportation was also a struggle for Johan Garcia.
If you travel to even another state, you might get stopped by the immigration enforcement and you might be deported. For me, pretty much all my members of my family are here. So going back to Mexico is like going, you know, without having anyone over there.
Garcia says going to college was definitely tough.
Knowing that you have to pay everything from your own pocket and then that you can't apply to the same scholarships that your classmates or friends are applying because you're undocumented. Or in my case, I was elected to serve in the student government senate, and the rest of my colleagues were getting their paychecks every week while I was serving for free.
How are things going to change now for you and your fellow classmates and other people?
Well, definitely they're going to change a lot. I think, as I said before, for me, I was getting already a lot of job offers, and I couldn't take them, and that was very sad, especially a lot of them that were really good. Now it's not going to be the same case. Now I'm going to be able to go after the companies or organizations that I want to work for.
Cesar Vargas is from Staten Island, but says he's a Brooklyn boy. That's where he came when he was 4 years old. That's where his home was. But when he was getting ready to apply to college, like so many others, he learned he's undocumented.
People telling me I couldn't go to school because I was a criminal, illegal. So that definitely, you know, I think that was for me very... a waking moment to say, you know, what am I? But that never changed the fact that I'm an American. I am from Brooklyn.
Listeners would like to know that a person like you became so successful despite what you've been through.
Yeah, and, you know, it was definitely the drive, the support of so much my community, from people telling me I couldn't do anything. All I was going to be, someone who's going to wash dishes. But it was the support of my family that I was able to graduate school, college from St. Francis College. The support there was amazing. And eventually graduating law school. And the City University of New York School of Law provided so much support. The community provided so support. You know, most of it was private because I can receive federal, state financial help. So it was the support of my community that really helped me achieve that. So even though I graduated, even though it was my graduate, it was an accomplishment of my entire family, of my whole community.
Now Vargas can get a work permit, but it remains to be seen if he can practice law in New York City. Many questions remain for children of undocumented immigrants, for dreamers, as they call themselves. To qualify for work permits, they need to document certain criteria. Ahmed, who wants to be a chemical engineer, explains.
In the terms of the law, a dreamer is the one who follows the 6 criteria that are mentioned, and this has been a bill that's worked on for the last decade, and that's if you've come here before 16, if you've lived here for the last 5 years, if you've been in the U.S. without any felony convictions, and you've gone to high school, or you have obtained a GED, or you're in college or military discharge. That's the legal term. But more broadly, a dreamer is someone who has the ability to look forward, to envision a better future for not just themselves, to uplift a community. And everyone in this room, and there's more than 100 people here easily, I think would be a dreamer.
If you're not dreaming, then it is being deferred and being crushed.
City Council Member Robert Jackson.
Everyone's a dreamer in this room. But clearly, there's over 1.7 million people in the United States that are dreaming, knowing that the door is open for them to come in. And once the door is open, let me tell you, it's not going to close. There's too many people that want to come in. Clearly, when you look at, talk about President Obama, his theme in 2008 was hope. And now there is hope because the door is open.
Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez.
Young people that are here to apply for this opportunity have the right to celebrate. But there's another 2 million young people throughout the nation that they will be left out, that they also have the dream, and they will be benefited. If the Federal Dream Act is approved and the New York State Dream Act is approved.
Fatima Shama is the Mayor's Commissioner of Immigrant Affairs.
Today allows this audience to apply for deferred action for protection from deportation. It is a temporary opportunity that protects young people from deportation and truly allows them, many of them who have professions, who have graduated from universities, are ready to truly realize their dreams.
Shama says if the application process seems complicated, seek out help. Use the website nyc.gov and search deferred action. And beware of fraud. If someone says they can fill out the forms for you for a certain fee, know that this is a scam. While there is an application fee, filling out forms is free. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.